Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Drop by. Get interactive there. Lots of stuff for you to do. One of those things is to create the content of the site, should you want to. You may go and add things to the site, which can then be voted on by other listeners. You can add a news item or blog post or YouTube video or whatever it is you find online that you think's interesting. Submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It is then voted upon, and most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. And it kind of gives you an idea of what Free Talk Live listeners think is useful or interesting or fun or whatever is most important at the moment, because it's always updating. Because, thankfully, listeners like you are always participating every single day by submitting new things to it and voting on the stuff that's already there. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and you'll probably find some interesting news you had not necessarily heard about yet over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And JJ.
So to bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, by the way, we still have to talk about Detroit and its continuous downward spiral and what's going on with them. But at the end of the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about a young lady, 23-year-old Celia Savage, been charged with illegally possessing a destructive device. How do you legally possess a destructive device? I would imagine you would have to beg the government's permission to be able to have such a device.
Or have a special badge, I think, that grants you the license of a police officer, I suppose, is the special permission.
Sure, if you're working for the state, you've probably got, you've got the pass.
Or imagine, like, Blackwater, you know, like, there's a private company, run by private individuals, mm-hmm. and I'm sure they have all kinds of special leeway once the government's good buddies with you. You know, yeah. As long as you're working for the state, we'll let you do anything you want.
You can have as many bombs as you want, but if you're out in the middle of the woods putting a pipe bomb in a toilet, then that's apparently evidence of federal criminal activity.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on with Celia Savage. She's now facing years in prison as a result of this. Plus, apparently she... Now, they don't go into this here on TheBlaze.com, which is actually a site that I believe Glenn Beck started. Because, I don't know, maybe it's because it's a bunch of conservatives running this site that don't want to talk about the controlled substance that she was allegedly in possession of. But I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say it was probably a little bit of pot. Yeah. So the fact that she had some bombs and some guns in a house and had some pot, too, means that she is now facing even more time
right.
in prison.
It's just like I said, it's sort of the... Once you create a system of involuntary contracts based on words on papers, you have these sort of pieces of paper that some of them are called tickets. You've probably seen a piece of paper like this called a parking ticket or a speeding ticket or a driving ticket. But basically, they just find checkboxes. And in this case, they had checkboxes next to explosive material, a checkbox next to uncontrolled substance or a controlled substance through unlicensed usage, blah, 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 and then a checkbox next to destruction and, you know, whatever government hate or something like that. And then this yields a federal prison time. It's like that.
Oh, by the way, I did just dig up some more information here from a different piece, this one at the New York Daily News. This one claims they actually found not just pot, but they found some meth at her house.
Oh.
That's pretty scary.
Now, whether that's true or not is another question.
Yeah, but still, once again, we go back to the idea of self-ownership and, you know, is meth going to kill people? Like, no, the person commits the action of killing people. Meth is just a substance like any other substance. Whether it's Drano or meth they're putting in their body, it's that person's decision. That doesn't equate to... you know, destruction of government or property or anything like that. So.
I wonder, not that people that like explosive stuff or, you know, I know lots of guys are really into that, and women, but I wonder if that thrill-seeking personality trait would also lend itself to people who like, you know, thrill-seeking drugs. Like, isn't meth something where it sort of gets you going and keeps you up for a long time? And
I've not done meth myself, but
me neither.
I know that it's in some ways related to speed. So mm-hmm. basically, yes, mm-hmm. I know people who've done meth and then drove for like 16 hours straight because they couldn't fall asleep, so they just went driving.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome here at 855-453. But, Allie, I know that there was a perspective that you wanted to share or get a little bit deeper into on this. I think it's important.
Yes. So I guess lately, JJ and I have been working on video creation. One of the videos I'm currently working on making is one sort of tying in the civil rights movement and movements today with this whole difference in opinion about what is the proper method to go about sort of bringing oppressors or like bringing about justice or, you know, dealing with oppression. And personally, I agree with Martin Luther King about how showing people love and peace through direct action, as he called it, is probably the best way to go about it. Making people feel uncomfortable with their the ideas that they hold. That, you know, if they're going along with the status quo, then you show them how the status quo is wrong, and then they have to deal with that on a mental basis. But then there's there were political activists like Malcolm X who advocated for not just self-defense, but, you know, would sort of focus on scenarios in which, you know, you've got the two groups, the white man, the black man, and how the black man needs to defend himself against the white man. And I think that this sort of perspective lends itself to making people think about an us versus them sort of philosophy on how to bring about justice. And I think that it's really destructive to movements. So I've been sort of thinking about this a lot lately, and this story sort of reminds me of a lot of libertarians will be sort of have this perspective where it almost seems like, yeah, that their goals are just to go and, you know, sort of be on their own and do their own thing on their own land. And as, you know, as a voluntarist, I respect the will to do that. But these types of people get typecasted and made to seem like violent people because of their because they like to talk a lot about defensive force. And I think that it sort of makes people think that, you know, this separatism idea, this idea of people separating each other off and not working together with one another, it's kind of sending the wrong message in my eyes.
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from. Having been one of those guys who, you know, I had those fantasies about, well, if they're going to come and get me, I'm going to take out as many as I can before they do. This was how I used to think. And it is a very kind of fear-based mentality, you know, and there's a lot of reason for people to be afraid. You know, you look around and there's all kinds of terrible things that the government people are doing to people. I mean, this young lady never threatened anybody. She does not belong in a jail cell. She's not harmed anyone. No one has alleged that she's harmed anybody. And so people will look at these stories, the folks you're talking about that maybe are prepared for the end with some sort of violent end. They'll look at these stories and they'll say, see, this is the reason. These government guys are evil. They're hurting people and they need to be stopped. And so they'll get into this process of kind of, you know, preparing for the end by arming up, getting as many guns as they can, buying a bunch of ammo, buying bombs, or
which
building
doesn't
bombs.
Mean that just because someone collects guns means that they're one of these people, because I know people who, you know, don't think that there's some violent end coming, or that at least they don't want that at all. I don't really think anyone wants that, but they don't fantasize about that necessarily, but they just really like to collect guns and they like to make things go boom, but they don't tie that into their idea of what's to come, I don't think.
I think after some of the research that Allie's done and, you know, talking about this, the differences between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, I think there's some great learning tools there and how they conducted themselves. And it's sort of like Malcolm X and Martin Luther, they both had different ways of doing things. They couldn't have the same supporters because the supporters for Martin Luther King only wanted to see nonviolent sort of action, direct action, whereas supporters who were for Malcolm X were basically like, well, we'll take it at whatever cost necessary. Do whatever is necessary is sort of the philosophy. Whereas Martin Luther King was more like, we must take every effort to make sure that we're peaceful.
Right.
And we can't adopt that same philosophy. And so there was a stark contrast between the two.
Yeah, it's fascinating looking at Malcolm X, actually. I didn't really learn anything about him in government school, but I did have the chance to read a very interesting biography about him, a fairly recent one, while I was in jail. And he did start to change right before they took his life. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
a congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,582.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,621.90, $810.95 for a half ounce, or $405.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,621.90, $810.95, and $405.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there completely free. By the way, features including stuff like our mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, and you'll get quick access to our live streams and the software that you'll need to tune it in over at m.freetalklive.com. Plus, another great site for you, freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies
Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are provided the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. Once again, that's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, we'll, of course, take your phone calls about whatever you want. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
And so we've been talking about violence, which was predicated by this news story about a young lady out of Georgia who was caught, college-age girl, 23 years old. She has been arrested for building bombs, essentially. She had a hobby of exploding pipe bombs for fun. You know, build the bomb, blow it up, or use it to blow something up, like a toilet, out in the middle of the woods, as was shown on one of her YouTube videos, which has at this point been taken down. She is currently in a jail cell, being held without bond, as though she's some sort of dangerous person.
How old is this?
23 years old.
23, okay.
As though she's some sort of dangerous potential killer. And what led to all this was allegedly somebody who didn't like her snitching her out to the feds, and they then went in and raided her house and confiscated all her guns and confiscated her bombs and confiscated, I guess, allegedly some drugs that were there, and now she's facing several years in prison. And maybe, you know, I don't think that anybody should look at this and say, well, I shouldn't play with explosives if that's what I like to do. If that's what you like to do, by all means, keep playing with explosives. But I guess you should really keep it quiet and try not to tell anybody about it.
It's sad we don't actually have free speech. And that's what this is. This is a case where, in this society, we do not have free speech. If you say certain things, go out and sit and threaten the president publicly and see what happens. See if the Secret Service calls you.
They will.
Or something like that.
You shouldn't threaten people.
Well, no. I mean, as an illustrative point, as if you have free speech.
I don't think threats fall under free speech.
Right. Well,
but
that's
what you're saying,
tricky area.
It is a tricky area. I think, regardless, okay, let's remove threats. Okay, this is obviously threats. We can debate on whether or not if the threat was credible, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. But just in this country, if you say certain words, you're going to be scrutinized. I think that's what I'm trying to mean to say, is that if you use certain language in a media sense or on Facebook or on some medium that someone can report or capture and then send to an agent of the state, you can be scrutinized simply because you said certain words.
Right. If you advocated the type of things against the U.S. government, the U.S. government advocates against Middle Eastern governments,
right,
then, yeah, you're going to have a problem with, you know, state agents possibly coming and investigating you.
Right. So better to just keep those opinions to yourself, unfortunately. But it's too late for Celia because she is now sitting in a prison cell awaiting some sort of a hearing, which they're not giving her any bond. So who knows when she's going to see the light of day in the near future. And it is sad that this is what's happening, but it is what's happening. And it's another reason to try to get away from this violent mentality, the idea that violence is going to solve problems. It's not going to.
Right.
It just makes things worse. Every single time it's tried, it makes things worse. Go ahead, look at example after example. Great example, of course, is the killdozer guy. The guy that was so sick and so tired of how the local government was treating him where he lived. He armored up a bulldozer, spent a significant amount of time and money. This is what he did, was he spent the time to put armor on a bulldozer and essentially created a tank.
Yes, and that definitely, coming from a manufacturing and metalworking background, he put a lot of labor into that.
Yeah, all by
himself.
And
resources, because that metal is not cheap.
And then he got himself into that tank and armed up with some weapons, and proceeded to take that tank around the town, crash it through the government buildings, and I don't believe he ended up killing anybody. He did end up killing himself after the killdozer, I believe, ran up against something and it could not move at a certain point. The police surrounded it. It was at that point, I believe, that he did shoot himself to death, and that was the end of that story. But did what he did make the police go away? No.
No, of course not.
Did the government decide to go ahead and shut down since he destroyed all their buildings? No. You know, they probably took more tax money from the locals and proceeded to rebuild their buildings in a much more, I'm just going to go out on a limb here because this is how government tends to work. If they get to build something, they usually build it bigger and
right.
with more money behind it. So odds are good what was like, you know, a ramshackle little town office was then rebuilt into some sort of Taj Mahal office after that. I mean, in how many places where these people have gone nuts on government workers have things gotten better?
Right. And not to mention it makes people feel, oh, I feel so sorry for my government officials now because look at how they're persecuted for their beliefs. Oh,
right.
My gosh. I love the government. And they're so noble for sitting in their, you know, in their offices. They're constantly under threat from these crazy radicals. And we need to take down these crazy radicals, you know.
Right. And they look crazy, even though I can understand where they're coming from. Like, man, it's frustrating when the government regulates you out of business. It's frustrating. Yeah. It's angry. When the government hurts your family or puts your brother or sister or your loved ones in a cage for having a little bit of pot. I mean, there's so many different things that they do to people that are so hurtful and so destructive of innocent life. It's easy to get upset about it. But going right back to what you were saying before, Ali, about Dr. Martin Luther King and JJ, but, you know, King and his people were facing some of the most oppressive governmental restrictions.
Right.
They had a little worse than us, I think.
It was awful.
We watched video of how they trained themselves to take blows without fighting back.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they literally had to vet who was the individual to take on this role of sitting there and taking this punishment because
some people are just going to fight back.
Some people will fight back.
Even if they say they won't.
Exactly. So they actually tested them and they put them in these circumstances where they were calling them every bad name in the book and then they started actual physical.
But it was
punishing.
Like, right, but it was like the whole,
scenario.
when they were training and stuff, it was like, it sounds like some hazing thing, but from the video, they like were laughing and stuff at the end, and it was totally consensual, but at first it was like, it seems like they realized it was very serious stuff.
But that is serious, because they know what they're up against.
Yes.
They know they're up against some racists with power and no accountability, and they can get away with murder in some cases.
And they want you to fight back.
They sure as hell do.
Yeah, they wanted the sort of peaceful resistance individuals to fight back so they could justify the violence that they were already using.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's really one of the most important points, is that that's what they expect. And that's why the FBI has been hunting around here recently in Keene, New Hampshire. In case you missed it, the story's over at freekeene.com. And I guess you guys are going to cover that on... Did you already cover that this Monday?
We did. Yeah,
okay.
We covered it on
I haven't
Monday.
Seen the episode yet. Is the episode up?
Yep.
At freekeene.com?
Great episode.
Yep. So Freekeene TV, you can see more about what's going on here. But the FBI, like all of these aggressive agencies, they use tools of aggression. So they figure everybody's like that. They figure everybody's going to use tools of aggression because that's what people tend to do. They tend to fight back. And that's why they're looking for violent people within our peaceful movement. 855-453 is the number here. 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want to control. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands. And cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. A lot of features there for you, free. Of course, go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. You get interactive with our other Free Talk Live listeners there. It's essentially, it's our listener forum. But I'll also be posting some show prep there tonight to give you an idea of what we ended up using on the air. You can link over to the stuff that you heard about. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there as we go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Dave, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Cannabis fiends. You know, when you start ripping on a girl that gets in trouble, right, because they're ripping on the fact that she got in trouble for pot, and you mention conservative, you know, with kind of a snarky attitude, you know, I kind of get it, maybe, sort of, but not really. I mean, guys, we're so close, but yet so far. If you can prove to me that somebody's smoking a pot cigarette or a joint or whatever next to me, that I won't get high, then that's fine, because you can't get high off of secondhand smoke.
I'm a little confused at what you're getting at.
Well, I think you guys were kind of critical because this girl who apparently was making the bomb or whatever she was doing, she also had pot. Now, you guys didn't like that very well.
No one was critical here. I fully support your right to put whatever you want in your own body.
Actually, we stated that based on self-ownership, she should be able to put pot or meth or Drano in her body, and for all we care, that's her business.
Okay, my statement about, just to make sure the record's clear, Dave, my statement was in regards to the website that I was reading the story about. This was a young lady who's been arrested by the feds for having bombs, and she also had drugs with those bombs. My statement was that it was curious that the website, which is a conservative website, theblaze.com, did not get into the detail on what the alleged drugs were. I had to go to another news source in order to find out what the drugs were. So they were only focusing on the possession of the weapons aspect of it, and I was criticizing them for not going into detail on the rest of the story. It had nothing to do with my opinion about drug use. I fully support your right to alter your own consciousness.
Well, and that's great, except for one thing. In order to be, you know, completely, non-hypocritical on that, she's not going to be able to exhale.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm going to the pot thing, and you guys are consistently critical of anybody who, you know,
I think you're
like
listening to the wrong radio show.
Critical of anybody
who you think should be allowed to use pot. Now, the fact that
when have we been critical of anybody who smoked pot?
No, you're being critical of people who think it should be illegal.
You believe that pot should be illegal?
Oh,
unless you decide not to exhale, yeah.
Because why does that have anything to do with anything at all?
I don't get it.
Because you guys were apparently a little myth that you brought up the fact she had drugs, like, you know, it should be allowed, or like, you know, drugs, no big deal. It's like she had chewing gum. No, I mean, if they wanted to bust her for having drugs, that's what it is.
It's a flower, dude. We're talking about cannabis here. It's a flower.
No,
it's okay, it is like chewing gum.
And what happens? What happens? What happens when you exhale it?
Nothing.
And there's anybody around you?
Nothing.
It doesn't want to smell it. No.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, I see.
Like BO. What about BO? I think BO has more of a smelly after effect.
Does it alter your abilities in any way?
I think if someone's BO is really bad, I'm going to be really upset by that.
I can't stay in the same room with somebody.
Oh no.
No.
You asked if it alters my abilities or my behavior.
I can't even be in the same
room. No, I think he's trying to make a point about, if you're smoking pot, then even if people who don't smoke pot and don't want to get higher around you, then they're going to get high because of your secondhand smoke. That sounds like what he's trying to say.
Well, first of all, sir, I would never smoke pot and blow it in your face. That would be pretty rude.
Would you smoke it in public?
Well, yeah, of course. What's wrong with smoking things in public?
No, if you're in a mall or if you're in a restaurant or somewhere.
First of all, if it's a mall or a restaurant, I'm on private property, and the private property owner gets to decide who is allowed to smoke or not on their property unless you live
in
some state.
What about in your car?
It's my car, so I would get to decide.
No, it's not your highway.
Are you kidding me, guys? You are ridiculous.
Are you for real,
Why?
Dave?
Are
you trolling? Are you trolling?
Why?
I'm sorry. No, thumbs down.
Highway.
Thumbs
you
down. Drop the call.
You cannot control the pot smoke. You have to exhale it. And where does that pot smoke?
Are you really serious? I mean, really?
You want to smoke pot while you're driving? You think that should be okay?
No. If you're driving on the highways, if it's like a privately owned highway, they might say, everyone on this highway has to, you're not allowed to be under the influence of any substances like pills, pot, drugs, whatever. Hopefully they would have like smart rules about it. But they could have rules about what you're allowed to be under the influence of when you're operating machinery on their highway.
Are you really suggesting that by somebody...
I just want to make sure that you pot hippies are, you know, not going to blow it anywhere where I'm going to be.
Oh, no.
It
might chill you out. It might make you more relaxed.
What about
you could
a toke or two?
Wait, so if it's not effective, like if cigarette smoke, secondhand smoke, doesn't make people addicted to nicotine, then...
No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is it something that will alter motor skills?
Oh, actually, nicotine
behind the wheel on a public highway... Let's compare nicotine and pot. I think pot's got...
Okay, yeah, let's compare it. More people die from nicotine than from pot.
Not on the highway.
Yeah, in life,
buddy. Why would you want to drive high?
More people drive sleepy than they do drunk. Are you going to ban people from sleeping too little?
I'm just picking on you potheads because you get so upset when, she got caught with pot. Oh, here we go. The big bad government's coming to get us again. Well, you know, you do get high from pot.
What's wrong with that?
Don't you get high from alcohol, too? Do you drink this?
You're not allowed. There are certain places you're not allowed to take alcohol, either.
Does that stop people?
So regulating pot is not this huge sin. that conservatives are guilty of.
Well, liberals
are guilty of it too. I'd like to point out.
So here's the difference: is like I think that people and whoever it is, conservative or whatever, can make rules about property they own, and they probably will make a rule that no one on their property can smoke pot. But I don't like the DEA going on to other people's property and telling them that they can't have something, anything that they don't like. It's someone else's property. That's a violation of private property rights. That's what I'm against.
I'm not talking about private property at all. What I'm saying is...
But that's what it all comes down to, is what we're saying.
If you're on a public street or if you're out in a public square, you know, I'm assuming you guys don't think that people should be allowed to light up marijuana.
Well, if it's public, then yeah, they own it too. So if it belongs to everyone,
wait a minute, hold on. All right, first of all, Dave, I have been in the central square in Keene, New Hampshire, with a group of people, and people have smoked cannabis there. And if you don't want to inhale the cannabis, don't stand right in front of me as I'm smoking the joint. I'm not going to make an effort to blow anything in your face. That would be rude. That would be a violation of your personal space. But if you're downwind somewhere and you can smell the aroma of the pot being smoked, that in no way, shape, or form is having any effect on you.
Were you on public property when you were smoking that joint?
Well, yeah, so what?
Well, then you shouldn't have been able to.
But wait, he owns it, though.
But wait, can I smoke a cigarette on public property?
No, because you're over the line of, you also have to have common courtesy on public property.
Can I smoke a cigarette on public property?
Yeah, because it doesn't alter anybody around you.
What makes you think that somebody smoking a joint on in the public park who's standing 10 to 15 feet away from you is going to somehow alter you?
What if they're standing 5 feet away?
You are being ridiculous.
No.
The only way you're going to get high, sir, the only way you're going to even have a chance of feeling any sort of effect is if I go walk up right into your face and blow it up your nose.
Let's try, troll.
No, you have no idea
what you're talking about. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Do you think he was for real?
No, he's trolling. That was totally a troll. It was just set up to be recorded to be used against us. Total troll.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think anything can be used against me. 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. If you don't want to get a buzz off of some secondhand smoke, don't lock yourself in a car with some pot smokers. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed. Fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want, even if it's totally absurd. 855-450-FREE, and based on absolutely no legitimate observation of reality. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website as well over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features for free. Head over to freetalklive.com tonight. Ian here with you.
Allie.
And JJ.
Oh, and by the way, I have a new device that I'm using here, the LRN.FM studios. It's out in the kitchen right now. But you can put it anywhere where you can get Wi-Fi. So it's C-Crane's Wi-Fi Internet Radio, the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. 18,000 radio stations are available to you from around the world, so you'll never have an issue finding the kind of music that you're looking for or talk radio that you want to hear, because they've got it all. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, MP3 Tunes, you can get them through the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. And the best part about it, it costs you absolutely nothing to operate. There's no subscription service or fee or anything like that. You pay for the radio, and then it's good for as long as those internet streams are online, which is probably going to be a long time. So you can go in. Of course, you can use it to listen to Free Talk Live's live stream. You can also listen to LRN.FM, the live stream there as well. So those are just two of the 18,000 potential streams you can tune in.
Two that you actually need to pay attention to, though.
They're two very important ones. So you can play maybe you've got an old favorite radio station from a place you used to live. You can't tune them in on the radio anymore, but you can get them if they've got an internet stream with the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. Go and get one over at the C Crane Company's website. You'll find their products are the best. That I've ever seen, at least, the best, and certainly they are well known within the radio industry for their quality. It's not just Wi-Fi radios; they've also got actual radios as well. It can do AM and FM tuning as well as ham and weather band. So ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E, that's ccrane.com. Plus, if you mention Free Talk Live when you check out, you'll get a free flashlight. As we go to your calls to a different Dave. This one's David in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Hey, yo, Viva Kenny Bus.
Hey, David, you heard that last call with the other Dave from Indianapolis, right?
Yeah.
What would you say to Dave from Indianapolis about his paranoia regarding people smoking pot in his vicinity and possibly catching a buzz?
Well, like you say, if you're blowing it right in his face, or, you know, like a shotgun or something, that's about the only way. But here in Montana, you know, they just recently passed the no smoking in bars and restaurants. And what the excuse they used was that the employees of the restaurants and bars were at risk due to the secondhand smoke.
Yep, that's the common excuse.
Yes, it is.
And it is just an excuse because all of those employees knew before they took the job that there was smoking allowed in those.
Plus, like the bar I worked in, not all of us smoked.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There wasn't one non-smoker in the whole group of us.
Every restaurant, it seems like everyone who works there smokes.
There's certainly a lot of that. And a lot of them smoke pot, too.
But anyway, I called up because I recently called a few high-ranking talk shows, kind of, you know, the major main ones, and tried to talk about this topic of medical marijuana, and they say it's not an issue.
Oh, really? Give us some names. Give me some names. Who did you try to call?
One was Alan Combs. One was Mike Church. One was
Mike Church. And by the way, Alan Combs.
Hannity wouldn't even talk to me.
Of course not.
The screener sent me away. I tried to hit the big one. Beck never didn't want to talk about it.
Alan Combs is a known liberal. I was actually on the talk Rumble with him this year. You would think that a liberal would understand, would be more likely than, say, a conservative host to understand that marijuana is an issue.
It's a big issue. It's such a big, that's why they're trying to disc it, because it's epic. We have 16 states. That's representing 60 million people at least. And we recently had another state, Connecticut, in the face of with defiance in the face of the federal government's tyranny attack on its own citizens with machine guns against women and children, families that are given permission by their individual states to conduct a business. And it's like an actual revolution happening, and nobody wants to talk about it.
It's
epic. If we look back on this in history, this is the only time 16 states defiantly goes up against the federal government and says, we're going to give our people permission to use this wonderful plant that has been given to us by our creator. And 25,000 uses could supply so
but yet it's
jobs.
Not an issue. It's not an
but
issue
not
that
an issue.
That 800,000 people are arrested.
800,000 people in jail.
No. That's per year, Dave. That's 800. Dave, that's 800,000 per year are arrested.
Right, but there's 800,000 incarcerated.
I would think it'd be more than that.
Right,
but,
and non-violent people. This is ludicrous in the land of the home of the free and land.
So you're saying you called several talk radio programs and were rebuffed by all of them. And by the way, the Mike Church show, he's an alleged liberty-minded guy. I don't know if it's true. I think he's probably one of those conservatives calling himself a libertarian.
I got in only because there was a sit-in dude, and that guy dismissed it like it wasn't nothing.
Wow. Wow. So did anybody take you seriously on this issue?
Alan Combs a little bit, and I'm going to call him tonight and ram it again, but he says it's not an issue. It's not an issue. He tried, but he'll let me speak.
So you actually got on Alan Combs' show, but the rest of the shows, you didn't make it past the call screener?
Right. I got on to Church show.
With the filling guy.
The other call screeners wouldn't let me on. They say it's not an issue.
Thanks for the rundown, Dave. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just say that we got to speak. You know, they're not going to shut us up. I've been in this battle 44 years, and finally I hear hemp commercials on certain radio stations. And I did a dance, a celebration, when I heard the word hemp coming over the airwaves. So now we can't even grow this plant that they're selling in our country. That's crazy. That's ludicrous.
Yep.
That our own farmers can't grow this plant. I got to support Canadian farmers and pay all kinds of tax and stuff and all this. It's crazy. It's
outrageous, and I am with you completely, Dave. I appreciate your call, and thank you for making it tonight. 855-450-FREE. And also, yet another example of why Free Talk Live is such an important part of the talk radio business, because you can't just call into these other shows with the issue that you think's important.
Well, and that's, you know, a lot of the shows dictate the issues that are important, whereas I think this show lets the caller determine what's important, and I think that's valuable.
I mean, we can have our opinions. Certainly somebody can call in, and I have been guilty of saying, well, that doesn't really matter much to me.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you won't get heard. So, for instance, like pop culture, for instance, that doesn't really seem right. I don't care what's going on Jersey Shore.
But I think that's good about this show. This show typically tends to talk about the type of topics, that's a lot of tease, that interest people who care about what's going on, not that want to be distracted.
Yeah.
So it's clearly a show for those individuals who really want some knowledge and not distraction.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts going to Michael in Louisiana. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and JJ.
Hey, I wanted to call about the show yesterday, I believe. You
okay.
talked, the panel was the female panel, and you talked about the
2 days ago.
Structural inequalities between women and men. And I was wondering how you can try to tackle those things when women usually don't make choices like taking riskier jobs or working full-time. So, in part, when one of the female panelists had talked about women trying to pull women into the upper tiers of business and to try to use force, essentially, by one of these, Obama kind of, equality mandate things, it doesn't really create equality.
So I'm a little confused with what you're saying. First of all, none of the hosts on the show tonight were here the night you're talking about.
It was the female panel last night.
That wasn't last night. That would have been two nights ago.
The night before, rather.
So I guess I'm a little confused with what you're getting at. What is it that – are you asking a question? Are you making a statement? I'm
making
uncertain.
A statement. They'd advocated that females pull more females into the upper tiers of business.
You're saying that one of the hosts of the show made that they advocated that?
Yeah. And
so they were saying that just promote women because of the fact that they're women?
I said, they were taking the fact that there's a gap in women in the higher tiers of business as CEOs and whatnot, but women usually work less hours, and additionally they usually are more frequent to work part-time, work less dangerous jobs.
I tell you what, I want to bring you back here. Hang on, Michael. I want to make sure I can understand what you're saying before we can comment on it here at 855-450-FREE. I don't think it's really fair to say women do X, because women are different. They're individuals. So, Ali, I know you work a lot. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.